Bob Dylan almost wrote a song about the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that challenges all other Medicare podcasts to a Royal Rumble. Sometimes he wishes he was a Sky Marshal, Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Well, here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. Once again, we come to you bearing news, happy tidings of Medicare bliss and the hope for the future that we all have is buried in our enjoyment of Medicare discussion. It is Doug Jones, your Medicare expert, and what you just heard was the announcement by my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, who is a professional entertainer in Canada. He is a host of the Powerboat TV television show on some kind of Canadian cable channel or whatever. But if you want to watch episodes of Powerboat TV, go to powerboattv.com. And all the episodes for about 9 or 10 years are stored up on that website. And Drew was in the most recent year, 2020, but I think in January, which is hard to believe, but January is next month, ladies and gentlemen, he will begin filming or begin showing. I think begin showing the new episodes. I think they've already filmed a lot of their season. He was just in the States a while back. But enough about Drew. How about something about Randy? Randy Carson, that would be my broadcast engineer. And frankly, he is kind of a pioneer in the world of Medicare and Medicare supplements, because before Randy and I came along, pretty much all you had to choose from was maybe a few supplements and a lot of talk about Medicare Advantage plans. Boo, yes. So Randy has come around to the right way of thinking, and therefore it's a pleasure to have him on board. Now, let's have him play our 30-second radio spot right here, so that you have a clearer understanding of what we're all about.
Medicare is complicated. Medicare can be confusing. Medicare is no fun to study. Will you know what decisions to make when Medicare time arrives for you? My name is Doug Jones, and I wrote a book to help you figure it all out. Medicare for the Lazy Man 2020. It's on sale at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Also, you can download and listen to my podcast, Medicare for the Lazy Man, wherever fine podcasts are given away free of charge. Medicare for the Lazy Man, simplest and easiest guide ever.
Thank you, Randy. That was excellent, as always. What we have to do is work on getting the year out. It says 2020, right in the middle of that, and I shouldn't have said that because we can't use it for the next book, the 2021 version, until we get rid of those numbers, those four numbers. Or I say the word one, and you stick it in there. I don't know which is best, but I'm thinking maybe if we just get rid of the 2020 that I say in that thing and shove the two halves together, and we'll have a tool that we can use forever. What do you think, Randy?
Well, that's a possibility. You know, usually, we could do something like, welcome to the Medicare podcast. This is the year
2021.
Yeah, and frankly, we'd have to do that every year, though, and I think it'd get worse and worse, probably.
It really does. It's very difficult to patch in into someone else's audio track another voice. You know, I mean, you've heard the stuff that tries to do it, and it just doesn't work. So I think the best route there, Doug, would be just to cut it out, and I'll have to look at it to see if I cut it out. Just exactly how it'll patch together, but I'll think of something.
If you can put that on your voluminous list of things to do right after you finish with the book, which, by the way, it's your turn. The ball's in your court.
I saw that come slamming back this morning over the net. Once again, yeah. Over the net.
Yeah, but the list is shorter. Every time yes, we it pass is. It back and forth, the list gets shorter. So I'm hoping that we'll have the 2021 book listed for sale on Amazon very shortly. And right after it goes up for sale, we'll do the ebook, the Kindle version. And then I will, using Randy's recorder that he sent me, I will record the audio or Audible version. So we have our path laid out for us. It's just a matter of nailing down the details so that the new book is as perfect as we can make it. So, and I know that there's one person out there chewing their fingernails. I have three emails from different people that I've never spoken to before, all asking if a 2021 version is coming out, and if so, when. And so, of course, I lie to them and I say, we're almost finished. We're almost finished, because I'm the eternal optimist. But we have one fan who has specifically requested to get the very first book hot off the press. And that fan is Dominic Regina. And so you may have seen my response to Dominic. I said, Dominic, I will make sure that we order your book first before we get any author's proofs or anything like that. You will get the first one off of the presses, and I hope it doesn't have too many mistakes. And then I said, of course, I hope nobody else snatches it up. I'll be watching when Amazon presses the button to put it on sale. I'll order one just for you. And I said to him, we know that Randy's not going to be standing in line, because he's going to wait until I give him a free one. And he's not going to pay for one if he doesn't have to. So no competition there. So we got to remember to get Dominic the first book off the press.
Well, there is a distinct possibility that we could have him standing by with his mouse finger ready. And then when we know that it'll actually go through, we could say, hit that button, Dominic, hit it now. Okay.
I like that even better, because that means that then our work is done. We don't actually have to order the book, receive it, readdress it, mail it out, autograph it, and all that stuff. All we have to do is tell him it's there for your taking, Dominic.
That's so right.
That's even better. Good solution.
I think that will work best, because I'm afraid that if we go the other route, there'll be, 500-600 people will have a copy, and we're still trying to get one from Amazon for you to autograph.
Yeah, and then Dominic's going to get it, and he's going to say, crap, you lied to me. Already sold a million books, and you haven't even sent mine to me yet.
There's 700 people got one of these already. I wanted to have a first edition.
Right.
You led me down the wrong path, Mr. Jones.
Also, I had an ego-crushing experience recently. This was kind of like bringing me back to reality, snapping me back to reality. I have been listing the book, and it's kind of shooting myself in the foot to say this, but I've been listing the book for sale on eBay, one at a time. And people get into a bidding war, so instead of being really, really cheap, they bid it up to, still a pretty low number, a lot less than on Amazon. But not everybody knows about that, so not as much action on the eBay front. And so I was looking at a book that sold on eBay. I was looking at the listing to print up a mailing label, when I happened to notice the one that sold just prior to that had a notation from the buyer, and I had missed that message. The buyer sent me a special message. The way I have it listed on eBay, I used up every space, every character they give you in the listing title. And I said, Medicare for the Lazy Man, and autographed, and then the number 4 and the letter U. And that's all the space they gave me. So I thought that was pretty clever. And I thought, people are going to love to get an autographed first edition of a book that someday their children or grandchildren can sell for big, big dollars, big, big dollars. And this message that I got from a seller that I overlooked said, please do not autograph the book because it's going to be used for a gift. And I'm thinking, what in the hell? I go to a lot of trouble. I pick out the right pen and, I think of something clever to say. And, God. Well, I had already sent the book out to this poor schnook. And so what I did was I sent him a message and apologized. And I said, I'm going to have to get another book and send it to you. And it will not be autographed. And apparently, if you don't want me to autograph it and make it more valuable, then that's on you.
That makes no sense whatsoever, Doug. I'm going to order this book as a gift, and an autograph would make it that much more special. What part of the universe did this person live in?
Oh boy, I can't remember now. Might have been New Jersey. Might have been on the East Coast somewhere. So anyway, I said, okay, I've got one book on a shelf because I'm in Illinois where I don't have all my valuable stuff. So I gave it to my assistant, my loyal assistant, with a mailing label, and I said, here, don't autograph it, you know, and don't write anything in it and everything. And so she happened to open it up, and she saw that it had already been autographed and dedicated to my accountant, which makes me wonder if my accountant got one, you know, expecting an autograph and didn't get. So that's the only book I had. The only other book I had laying around here was a guy complained because the cover was all ripped up when he got it. And I said, well, send it to me. I'll get you another one. So, man, I had to write this guy and say, not only did I screw up and miss your message and autograph the hell out of it and scribbled on it and everything, I said, I do not have any books with which to replace it like I promised to do. So now I got to go to Amazon and pay retail for my own damn book. And this consumed most of the last 3 days. Finally, the book arrived yesterday, and I gave it to the staff, and I said, here, get this out of my sight. So.
Oh, my God. That is funny.
But the mouse.
Please don't autograph. No, don't touch it.
Well, the news is out of the bag, or the whatever it is out of the bag. What do you call that?
The cat is out of
the bag. Cat is out of the bag. And what happens is we can now expect that the books will sell on eBay. They're a little bit cheaper than Amazon and cheaper than Barnes & Noble. So I'm sure that I'll be – I lose money on every book, but I do have a message to get out there. So frankly, it's a crapshoot. Do I just – do I increase sales by having it for sale in three places, or do I – keep the make it difficult for people to get the message of high value plans? And I've decided to lose money on a lot of the books, sell them on eBay, and hopefully get a more widespread audience. That's what I'm looking for. But I got slapped down by that one person. One person doesn't want his book to be valuable with my magnificent autograph and dedication in it.
That's like going to a ball game in the 20s or 30s and going, I want to get a ball bat from, you know, the New York Yankees, but for God's sake, Babe Ruth, don't sign it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I mean, and, like, Doug is the Babe Ruth of Medicare.
Well, the book is going to be valuable with my autograph, less so without it, I think. But we just ran into a person who does not agree. So I'm not going to argue with them. I did what they wanted because they're a valued customer, as are all of our valued customers. I also wanted to share some other big news out of California. There is a young man in California who actually is one of my grandsons. He is a freshman in college, and he has been declared as on the list of essential workers, who is going to be like first in line to get the Chinese virus vaccine. And so the whole
thing. Oh, no.
Yeah. He's
excited about that.
Well, the thing is, he has been conferred by the government of California as in that rarefied category of essential people. And so that means he's going to, if he wants to, he's going to be given the option to go right to the front of the line. He's going to get to the front of the line ahead of doctors, ahead of nurses, ahead of emergency workers. He'll be ahead of old people like you and I, which I think they think we're old if we're over 50. And so he's going to go right to the front of the line because his function in California society is so essential that they've put him on the list of people who actually should get the vaccine right away so that he can stay safe and continue working in his profession while he goes to school. And I can see your inquisitive look on your face. What the heck did he do?
What does this kid do?
He is the night manager at a Jamba Juice store.
You know what I was going to say? Not in any way besmirching his job and his place in society, which is important. I was thinking he might be a pizza delivery guy.
Well, that would be next. Now, I got to tell you, the other branch of the family, the McMillans, Their whole empire is built on pizza, on Domino's pizza. So you could have hit the mark there. You could very well have hit the mark. But in this case, they're in Canada, and my grandson, Alex, is in California, and he is essential, apparently, to the continuation of the California's economy and their enjoyment of Jamba Juice.
So California has decided that your grandson, Alec, is vitally critical to keeping California rolling. If it wasn't for Jamba Juice, the state is done, huh?
If they run out of vaccine, at least Alex will be able to dish out Jamba Juice. I mean, other people might be dropping dead in the streets, and they're certainly going to starve to death because they're fighting over whether to be able to even eat outside, except for the illegals. The illegals are always given the green light to run their trucks, you know, their roach coaches. But
But they don't sell Jamba Juice, so, you know, they can't get next to a Jamba Juice. Here's the big question, Doug. This is ignorant, and I admit it's ignorant. What is a Jamba? How do you juice a Jamba?
Okay, here's the thing. I have no idea. I haven't spent that much time in California. And frankly, I even asked Mary, I said, is it Jamba Juice? And she said, no, but it's like that. So I'm going with the generic version of some kind of juice store. He hands out juice to people. And when I say Jamba, it kind of rolled off the tongue, the alliteration.
Yeah, yeah.
I just went with it. I don't really know what the hell he does. All I know is that he has been officially conferred an essential employee, and he will be first in line to get the virus when it's approved.
I don't think I want to be first in line, Doug.
Well, don't you and Alex want to get to know each other?
I mean, well, absolutely, but I don't want to be first in line for no vaccine, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'll tell you right now, if they're probably going to be tattooing everybody. They get the vaccine, then they get the tattoo or some sort of special card that allows them to walk around without masks, I'm thinking. So yeah, I'm going to get the vaccine. If it opens a few doors allows me to throw away my mask, then I will take the vaccine.
Well, you know where to find me then.
Actually, I lied. I don't even have a mask. As you know, the only mask I have is the military surplus gas mask. And the old one I have, which is still out in Arizona, I bought that when I was riding motorcycles back in the 60s, and rain would hurt my face. So I bought a gas mask so that I could ride in the rain without the pelting rain feeling like pinpricks, you know. And then when this whole Chinese Wuhan flu flared up earlier this year, I thought, everybody looks so stupid in those goddamn masks. What can I do to make them cool? And the only thing I could do was chase down another military surplus gas mask. And so that's the only mask I own. Two military surplus gas masks.
Well, I wanted to just point out to you, now, this is not going to be a big surprise to you, Doug, but you have not lived until you have been hit in the face by a June bug at 85 miles an hour without a mask.
Oh, that's got to be painful. And you, if you're riding out in Nebraska, western Nebraska, you probably rode through hordes of grasshoppers at one time.
Yeah, another, I'm guessing. Yeah. Well, the other thing that will really make your life is to hit about a half a mile wide swarm of gnats.
Oh, good.
So then,
oh boy, you know,
it's just really bad.
Well, I'm guessing that maybe I wouldn't be writing on those days when the gnats are out. You know, there's got to be a gnat hotline you can call to find out what the gnat situation is. I don't know that one.
On that high note, we've just about run out of our gas.
I told you the other day that we had mailbag stuff that was too big for my clip, and you said, "Well, get another clip." And so I thought the other way to reduce the need for a bigger clip would be to actually read some mailbag stuff, but we have burned up all our time, right?
We are down to the last just few ounces of fuel, so we need to bring her in for a landing. All right. But well,
did we learn anything about Medicare today at all? We learned that you can get my book on Amazon.
Yes.
Not Amazon. We learned that you can get it on eBay. And if you don't want it autographed, it's going to hurt my feelings. But be sure and let me know right away if you buy one of the books on eBay. You also learn that we are working, Randy and I are working feverishly to get out the 2021 book. I'll be standing by the computer with my catcher's mitt later today so Randy can shoot the revised files to me. And those are about the only two things we discussed that have anything to do at all with Medicare.
Yeah, just know that, you know, we're up to our hips in Medicare for the Lazy Man 2021. And it will definitely be, I'm predicting that it'll definitely be put in for test publishing probably over the weekend. Because I think Doug and I'll probably have to bat it back and forth a couple times over the net, and then I'll throw it in for a test on this weekend into the publisher. So having said
I'll contact the feds to get the copyright going.
Yeah, and, let's do that. Let's do that. Right. And in the meantime, I am going to thank everyone for joining us today. You probably didn't understand that we were going to go at this from a little bit different direction today, but you know, everybody could use a little variety in their life, can't they, Doug?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And especially, oh, wait. Don't tell them that. They'll stop listening to us and start listening to somebody else. No, I think once you formed a habit, you should stick with it forever. So keep listening to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. But we appreciate your patronage. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And just know that next time I have it on my list, Doug has it on his episode list. Next time, next episode is absolutely Mailbag Marathon.
We're not going to let anything sidetrack us. We're going to make up for this this very skimpy content episode that you just heard.
We're not even going to introduce ourselves. We're just going to run right into the mailbag. That's
exactly
it.
Exactly right. So until next time.
Until next time, thank you for joining us. You have just spent about 32 and a half minutes listening to Doug Jones, the insurance guy, an eBay expert from Oklahoma, sole proprietor of Medicare for the Lazy Man.com.
Bye-bye.